Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient crafts, CRAFT, first name Stephen, STEVEN, date of birth, July 16, 1959, date of evaluation, October 16, 2023. The referring physician, Golden Gate Orthopedic. The HBI. The patient reports that he developed repetitive motion injury of the right shoulder. He stated that symptoms had become progressive to the point that he could hardly carry anything in his arms. He underwent surgery to include right reverse torsional shoulder hypoplasty, femoral biceps tenodesis, on June 23rd, 2022. And subsequently developed restricted range of motion despite physical therapy period. He then acquired drainage of abscess of the right shoulder September 19, 2023 period. Patient currently denies pain. He reports excellent range of motion period. He is now scheduled for vertebral surgery for Dr. Theodore Swartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z, period. The patient is now requiring additional surgery as noted, period. The past medical history, unremarkable. Past surgical history, lumbar spine surgery, neck lumbar left wrist surgery, neck lumbar right shoulder surgery. Medications, Celebrex 200 milligrams 1BID, PRN, Narco 5/325, 2/6 PRN, Cephalexin 500 milligrams 1/6 period. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history unremarkable, social history reports occasional alcohol use but no cigarette smoking or drug use, the Yale systems otherwise unremarkable, physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 146/94, pulse 75, respiratory rate 18, height 73 inches, weight 204 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in acute distress. A musculoskeletal exam, the lateral aspect of the shoulder demonstrates multiple tattoos, otherwise unremarkable. EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm 66 beats per minute. There's left anterior ventricular block, period. Data review further reveals the underwent treadmill testing 1 week ago, period. This was negative angina and ischemia, period. MRI David 1/4/2022 reveals severe glenohumeral joint osteoarthritis, superior and posterior migration of the humeral head relative to the glenoid, moderately severe supraspinatus tendinosis with tiny intrasubstant partial thickness tears on the surface of the reveals partial thickness tear of the supraspinatus infraspinatus junction extending posteriorly into the undersurface of the infraspinatus tendon. There is a partial thickness tear of the articular side and undersurface of the subscapularis cephalad to the mid portion of the tendon. Microbiology report dated 9/25/2023 reveals no growth. The infection patient underwent an incision and drainage of abscess of the right shoulder on September 19, 2023. Period. There was found to be no evidence of clear communication between the subcutaneous abscess and the underlying prosthesis. He had been started on oral Ketoprolol and IND performed. Period. Gram stains revealed no white cells and no organisms. Period. There is concern that patients may have C. acne infection, possibly involving the prosthesis. Patient is now scheduled for additional process to evaluate for infection and may further require prosthesis removal, comma, long-term antibiotics, and prosthetic replacement. He is thought to be clinically stable for his procedure, period. He is cleared for same side, Dr. Wallington Ferguson.